Yeah.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Kevin Miller. This is the What Drives You podcast, where we focus on your drive. Your drive is working in some areas of your life, producing great success, yet in other areas, maybe not so much. Let's get clarity on what you value, what motives are helping and hurting you, and get you fully into alignment so you're driving further and faster and enjoying the ride. How to belong to yourself when you are a tool. In my previous episode with Ritu Basin, she's the author of We Got This, we dove deep into the concept of belonging, and she wisely stated that we must first begin to belong to ourselves. Well, few of us were ever taught anything about relationship with ourselves. And to many like me, the very concept is just initially obtuse and awkward. It's taken me a long time to recognize that some people are just good with themselves. They can look in the mirror and they're happy with themselves. They're comfortable in their own skin, as the saying goes. And I want that. I think about that so often. Am I comfortable in my own skin? I don't even think of my own skin, but I want that. I want peace ultimately. I'm tired of the anxiety of never measuring up to myself. And you can't measure up when you think of yourself as merely a tool to get things done, which many of you do as well. So let's get the issue on the table so we can course correct. I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon. Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely. All right, so how to belong to yourself when you are a tool. When you're a tool to yourself, you just never measure up. And in the past, I've used that as a badge of honor. And I think a lot of people have. I think I have hung out with groups of people who do in that aspect. I mean, I do expect more from myself. I mean, it sounds kind of valiant. And to some degree, I still don't want to just be average and fall to the flow of mediocrity. But I'm also not Superman. And I'm not superhuman. I'm not God. I don't believe I am a God. And I had a therapist say, well, gosh, if you just expect more from yourself than everyone else, Kevin, isn't that kind of arrogant? Like you're better than other people? Well, crap, that kind of set me back. It was convicting too. So, you know, I want to do my best. I don't have to be the best. And I'm not the best. I'm a guy. I'm a human. And I want to do good. And I bet you do too. It was not that long ago. I wish I could say it was longer than it actually was, where I realized that I do view myself as a tool, literally. I mean, I built a lot of my big home in the Rocky Mountains, literally, as one of the contractors. I have a majority of the tools now that are needed to do just that, build a house. And since we built the house, I've built 9 beds for our home, a table that seats 14 people, lamps and walls and doors and porches and so forth. So I've got chainsaws and drills and circular saws and probably 15 different types of hammers for some reason. I have a wood mill that'll cut a 13-foot long tree trunk and 2 foot in diameter, cut it into planks. It's really cool. I even have a .22 caliber. It's called an actuated tool. Shoots nails into concrete. I don't really enjoy using that, but it does the job. So I got lots of tools and I use them and I wear them out and I replace them. I don't really have a relationship with my tools, nor my trucks or my mountain bikes. I'm not the kind of guy that gives my things names. They're just tools. I use them to get a job done. Well, that's just how I've treated myself. I'm a tool to get stuff done. I did that as a pro athlete, as a husband, a father, a homeowner, an entrepreneur. And if I don't do the job right, I'm liable to throw myself into a corner and curse myself, literally. If I break, I'm just irritated until I'm back to action. This happened last fall when I had the biggest wreck of my life on a mountain bike in New Mexico, Taos. Broke 7 bones, partially collapsed the lung. It's taken me 6 months to be able to do push-ups again. And in the meantime, I felt like I'm less of a human because I can't do push-ups. Again, just treating myself like a tool. And interesting, that concept of being a tool is now an actual phrase. I'm sure many of you know it. You know, the Urban Dictionary describes a tool as someone who lacks the mental capacity to know he or she is being used. Another definition is a tool is someone who lacks the capacity to realize they're being used by someone else. When I read that, and I thought, yep, that's how I have treated myself. I just use me. Can't I be smarter than that? It's not a good relationship with myself. It's not a relationship with myself, or it's the lack of relationship. And here's the kicker. I can treat others like that too. Now, not everyone. I can be tender and compassionate with my kids, especially when they're little. But if you work with me, I naturally see you as a tool to get the job done. I'm not being mean. And I'm not a jerk. I'm still a people pleaser too, which I'll cover in the next episode, but I'm just not naturally thinking of you and me as humans. We're just tools. Let's get this thing done. This objective that's going to save the world, right? It's all valiant and altruistic and humanitarian, and I'm treating you like a tool. Again, this is not a relationship. And long-term, it doesn't produce peace. That's what I experienced for myself. I have high-achieving friends, athletes, business people, parents, humanitarians, and they produce massive things and they achieve huge goals. And some of them treat themselves like a tool. And I can see it. I can see it in their demeanor. And I can feel it in their energy. And it's not joyful. And then others doing great things are just kind to themselves. And they got a smile on their face. And they're joyful. And they don't take themselves so seriously. And they hold things more lightly. And they give themselves grace for a mistake. At the end of the day, it's not the goal that's so important, but the journey. You know, when we built my house, we must have used, I don't know, thousands of nails. I remember this air hammer gun because it somewhat scared me. But man, it was an incredible machine. Just bam, bam, bam. It may have been the literal most used tool for the whole house construction. I should have named it. I should have hung it in a frame on the wall, gold plated it. Instead, I have no memory of where it ever ended up. Maybe it broke and I threw it away. Seems really sad. That is not a relationship. So for all those who resonate with me here, we need to change our drive. We're driven to build and produce things. That's great. And we will have times of driving ourselves and utilizing the powerful tool that we can be. It's great. But we got to stop viewing ourselves as only a tool. We are a human. And I've got to think of myself. I literally have to do the mind game of thinking to myself like I would my friends, people that I love. If I can't look in the mirror and see myself as a human like I would them, I'm just never going to measure up. I'm never going to find peace. So repeat after me. I am not a tool. I'm Kevin. I'm a human. You insert your name. I'm not a tool. I am, insert you. If it works for your faith, I'm a child of God. Would he just have me as a tool? Would God just use me as a tool? I'm a wonderful human capable of so much more than mere doing. I'm a human being. I can be. I be. So here's to you and me. Let's go and be. We are amazing tools and we're much more than a tool. Friends, thanks so much for joining me on this journey today. I would love to hear your input. You can DM me on any of the social media, kevinmiller.co. You can get involved with us and what we're doing on a grander level at kevinmiller.co. It's a website as well. Mostly, I hope this episode helped you drive further and enjoy the ride. Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top-tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin. Thanks so much for joining me on this journey. I look forward to meeting you in the Drive Tribe community for ongoing discussions about each episode. You can subscribe to the Drive Drop newsletter for weekly updates. Find it all at kevinmiller.co, along with all our social media and video clips. Until next time, I hope this episode helps you drive further and enjoy the ride. Yeah.